He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the March 26, 2019 live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, look at this. We have got a burst out of the gate by the markets here this morning. I told you that crossover last Friday of the yield curve, one of the yield curves, that's a way in advance warning signal that a recession is coming down the road. And while it shouldn't be taken lightly, just remember the last time that happened, the market still went up for 22 months after that last signal back in 2006. Today we have the Dow up 210 points, 0.8%, 25,726. The S&P is up 26 points, it's up 0.9%, 2,824. The NASDAQ is up 87 right now, that's a 1.1% gain, it's at 77.25. Small caps up 0.8%. This morning, crude oil up $1.41 per barrel right now to $61.20. Gold down $8 per ounce to $1,314 per ounce. Silver down 13 cents to $15.44. The euro is at 1.13 against the U.S. dollar. And we've actually got the bond market, the yield, going up a little bit. It's been coming down here the last several days, helping to cause that inversion of the yield curve last Friday. The 10-year right now is at 2.44%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from Charleston, a cloudy Charleston, South Carolina. Looks like we might get a little bit of rain here today. We shall see, but it's 65 degrees, something like that outside. I can't complain too much, and look at this market today. You know, I went into depth yesterday about the inversion of one of the yield curves last Friday, and I did some work on that over the weekend, and I looked back at when the last time that particular yield curve inverted. Now, that means that the three-month return, T-bills, were yielding a bigger return than the 10-year Treasury, and that happened on Friday, giving it, I think it was -4, something like that. That's the first time that that yield curve has inverted since 2006. But if you go back to 2006, the last time it did invert, the market still went up for 22 months after that. The market finally peaked in October 22nd of 2007, but the yield curve inverted much earlier in January of 2006. So I consider that right now to be an early warning signal that a recession is out there. Well, we know there's a recession out there, another one, but we're not going to take it too lightly, and we're not going to take it too seriously at this point yet, all right? I have 475 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database today. That means they combine that rare combination of performance or relative strength and valuation. The market is reacting a little bit to the bond market. The bond market is finally, interest rates finally ticking up here today after dropping precipitously over the last several days. The bond market seems to think that a recession is coming sooner rather than later. And the stock market seems to think that a recession is coming later rather than sooner. We shall see who is right. Today, the stock market seems to be right. And in the end, it is all going to come down to earnings. It's going to come down to GDP. It's going to come down to the jobs numbers, which I continue to track for you every single week. I fish these waters of the market every single day. I report to you every Saturday morning on my observations through my newsletter, Best Stocks Now, which you can get by going to my website, 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. Well, we will have a full day of Fed speak today, but I don't expect anything other than white doves flying from the sky, flying into the sky, as Fed Presidents Charles Evans, Patrick Harker, and Mary Daly speak today. Yields continue to slide. They really went into slide mode, slip and slide, last Wednesday when the Fed, Jerome Powell announced interest rate hikes for as far as the eye could see. I think he mentioned one interest rate hike between now and 2021. And that has set the bond market on fire. Interest rates have come down. It has spooked the stock market, although the stock market seems to be over it, at least for today. We also started the day with some pretty good momentum from overseas. Japan was up 2.2%. India was up 1.2%. Europe up 0.5%. The only market down overnight was China, down 1.5%. And we know that the high-level talks resume once again later this week between the trade talks. Now, in my opinion, I believe that China was playing a delay game. They were delaying until they knew whether or not they would be dealing with President Trump from prison or from the Oval Office. Well, they found out yesterday that he's not going to prison anytime soon, and he may even win another term after all this craziness recently. And I think China now realizes, you know what? We really don't want to deal with this guy, but it looks like he's the guy that we're going to have to deal with. In the meantime, the Chinese economy continues to slip, continues to slow down. Nevertheless, I continue to see ships loaded with containers coming into the port of Charleston on a daily basis, but they're not coming in, I guess, as fast as they used to, as this trade war continues to hurt China. And their delay game is now over. The delay tactic, you know, which was probably a smart tactic to employ until they had more info. And if China was watching most of the news media, they thought maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't be dealing with President Trump in the future going forward. But now it looks like they got him for at least 2 more years to deal with. Well, there's news on the healthcare front today. Well, first we got some economic news. Let's look at the housing news here real quickly. That is a big section of our economy, a big sector. We have our homes up 4.1% year over year. See, now that continues to slip. We were up around 6%. In fact, the long-term average of home real estate returns has been about 5 to 6%. That's the long-term average. Now, back in 2007, I want to say we had a 20% year in 2007. You remember the single-family home housing bubble created a lot of demand for homes, were created by easy money, putting more buyers into the market, bidding up prices in homes, 20% gain year over year in home prices. Well, now we're back to 4.1% and sliding. It seems to be contracting right now. Housing starts decline 8.7% after January's bounce, Well, interest rates have come down considerably here. In fact, they're hitting a low, a two-year low, right? A good time to lock in a mortgage loan right now or to refinance. Interest rates have hit, after Jerome Powell's announcement last week, we've seen a huge drop in interest rates. Well, when we come back, there is new news. There's big news on the future, the possible future, or, future unwinding of Obamacare. We'll see what that looks like right now. But I'm watching United Healthcare, Anthem, Humana, Molina, Centene, and other healthcare stocks today, how they're reacting to this news out of the Department of Justice. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, I haven't even had time to think about Dallas. I'm looking forward to going there and visiting, but been so busy here managing money and meeting with people and talking to people. But, you know, managing the money, that's number one. And that's what I do during market hours. But we'll be there in Dallas a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, April 3rd, April 4th, April 5th. And I'm looking forward to getting up in front of a group on Wednesday night there at the Hilton in the Grapevine area, the Hilton Conference Center, and talking about where I'm finding best stocks now. How many more legs this bull market might have, or is it winded? Is it running out of gas, out of steam? A lot to talk about there on that Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. on April the 3rd. If you'd like to reserve a spot, if you want to see something totally different, you know, I'm not there to preach asset allocation and a boring, mediocre asset allocation model. I'm not there to sell you insurance products. I'm there to hit you right between the eyes with the real world and what's taking place out there in the economy and in the markets right now. Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., April the 3rd, at the Dallas Conference Center, Grapevine area. And if you'd like an appointment with myself and my team, I'm making myself available while I manage money Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday during the day. Anytime after the radio show, if you'd like to reserve one of those spots, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at Gunderson Capital. com. And it won't be long, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'll have a commercial up soon on that, Sarasota. And same kind of thing there, only that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Wednesday night workshop at the Hyatt Regency near downtown there in Sarasota. And appointments with me and my team on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, May 14th, 15th, 16th at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. Well, the U.S. Department of Justice has filed a motion calling for Obamacare to be struck down in its entirety. Wow, that's been attempted before, and obviously it went all the way to the Supreme Court, one big aspect of it. I believe the mandatory requirement of signing up for health insurance was okayed by, approved by the Supreme Court. Now, the Department of Justice is siding with a Texas federal district court that had decided the individual mandate. That's the word that was the phrase I was trying to think of. The individual mandate was unconstitutional. Well, I thought that's already gone to the Supreme Court. Maybe I'm wrong on that. They're going to try it again. They're going to make a run at it. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a motion calling for Obamacare to be struck down in its entirety. Hospital and health insurers plunged following that ruling in December. Well, they're under pressure here again today. They've been under pressure from a couple of different ideas. They've also been under pressure from the Democrats calling for a single-payer solution to our health care of America. They don't like that, the insurers, and they don't like either the Obamacare being struck down. So healthcare stocks under a bit of pressure here. Recently, previously, the Department of Justice was focused on eliminating mandatory coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, but under Attorney General William Barr, the federal government's position has now changed. And, of course, you got all the usual related stocks, United Healthcare, Anthem, Humana, Cigna, WellCare. Now you got CVS, obviously, with their recent purchase of Aetna. So I'll be looking at those stocks here today. McDonald's is going to go big tech. They are going to really, you know, I wish they'd focus more on their hamburgers than their ordering station there. McDonald's agrees to acquire Israeli personalization and decision logic technology company Dynamic Yield. This was an Israeli startup. They're buying it for $300 million. Wow. Congratulations to Dynamic Yield, which came up with this process. McDonald's says that that technology is critical to their growth. You know, they're able, they'll be able to program their menus kind of like, you know, each market, depending upon the weather, you know, depending upon trends and whatnot. It's going to give McDonald's the ability to vary electric menu boards based on time, weather, and regional factors, according to Bloomberg. The flexibility could allow McDonald's operators to respond to customer preferences in real time. Is it going to make their hamburger any better? That's what I want to know. Shares of McDonald's are up 0.5% right now in pre-market trading. Well, you know what? Look, technology. Technology is everywhere. You go onto the internet and type in your search, and you will be followed around by direct responses to your search and ancillary responses to your search for weeks to come when you type in your search words. Just try it. Type in fishing lures, best fishing lures, and watch those ads pop up for the next several weeks on your laptop. Well, now the fast food restaurants. You know, the airlines have had dynamic types of websites for a long time that are measuring demand, peak hours. They know when they can get the best price for their trips, so what people are willing to pay, this and that. And now it's coming to the fast food industry. This is the biggest deal McDonald's has done when they last made an investment in Chipotle more than 20 years ago. They should have held on to that investment in Chipotle. That stock has done pretty well. Is doing well once again. Well, Airbus has signed a deal worth some $30 billion. Sorry, Boeing, to sell 300 aircraft to China. You know, when you drive by the Boeing plant here in Charleston, you see a lot of planes with China logos, Air China this, Air China that on the side. Well, Airbus, I don't know if the 737 MAX crisis had anything to do with it, but Airbus gets an order. That's a big order, 300 aircraft, including 290 A320 family jets and 10 A350 wide-body jets. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the latest on Boeing, which has pretty much held in there pretty well throughout this crisis. And then there's a lot of stocks in the news today. Apple with their big announcement yesterday. What does this mean for Netflix and Roku and other stocks in the news today? When we come back, it's Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, here's a little update on Boeing. The Civil Aviation Administration of China has reportedly suspended the 737 MAX 8's airworthiness certification. That's a big deal, which took Boeing 15 months to get and finally obtained in October of 2017. Boeing is up again today, however, $1.37. It's trading at $3.71 per share, and it's formed a pretty good sideways base here. I just kind of think that, you know, several months from now, everything will be moving on and Boeing will be building planes. They're building them now, but I just think that Boeing will be back to kind of normal once again. There will be litigation, there will be liability and this and that, but I think this is going to eventually get worked out. There's also a report in the New York Times that suggested during flight simulations, which recreated the problems in the fatal Lion Air crash, pilots discovered that they had less than 40 seconds to override the Boeing 737 MAX MCAS system and avert disaster. 40 seconds. Well, we don't know what brought down the Ethiopian airline, but the report, the preliminary report from the crash, will very likely be released this week, according to Ethiopia's transport ministry. But it almost sounds like a certainty that it was issues with the software and in the cockpit. Uber announces a $3.1 billion deal for rival Careem. Well, Careem was the big rideshare service in the Middle East, and now Uber is coming in and taking out Careem for $3.1 billion. They Uber continues to take over the world as far as ride sharing. Careem was active in 84 cities in about 15 countries in the Middle East, and it will help Uber achieve its goal of having 1 billion users across the globe. Pretty good idea, whoever came up with that Uber idea. And of course, Uber plans to go public here sometime over the next several months. Well, Apple had their big day yesterday, and I think it's kind of arrived with a little bit of a ho-hum. Let's just check in on Apple stock here today. Apple right now is up. It's up 1.3%. In fact, we're starting to lose some of the early gains here in the market, the NASDAQ in particular, the tech stocks. Apple, you know, they're going to be all things to everybody now, it seems like. They're going to obviously compete with Netflix. Apple will have their own television channels. Apple will have their own streaming service. There will be Apple Arcade, which is a collection of brand new games from a variety of studios with Apple backing the development. Arcade will start with over 100 games with more to come. There will be an Apple credit card. The Apple credit card, users can sign up through an iPhone to get approval and start using the card immediately. It seems like they're just trying to take on everybody here. Kind of a shotgun approach here, taking on PayPal, taking on Square, taking on Google with their new game console, taking on obviously Netflix. And I see Netflix has reacted pretty much with a ho-hum to the Apple news. I mean, that rumor has been out there forever that Apple was going to start their own streaming service. Netflix was actually up yesterday, had a pretty good day. It's down today, however, 1.2%. Apple's going to offer 300 magazines, Time, Vogue, Popular Science, Sports Illustrated, Fortune. Apple says their News Plus is the only place to find all of these titles. subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and on and on and on. Cost $9.99 per month, and family sharing available for free. The service is available today with a free one-month trial in the U.S. and Canada. Now, what impact will this have on Netflix? I continue to own Netflix. I just believe that Netflix has got such a big lead, and you've got all of these latecomers to the game. On the one hand, Needham is warning that Apple's new streaming video service could poison Netflix as it arrives to compete directly with 900 million captive users already using the Apple devices. And analyst Laura Martin notes that Apple also has the ability to bundle games, news, music, and TV as it sells iPhones to build up the service. Needham keeps a hold rating on Netflix. On the other side of the ledger, Raymond James, it's a matter of who you believe here, thinks the competition from Apple isn't anything Netflix hasn't already seen. I'm more in the Raymond James camp. Similar offerings already exist, suggesting this service is more incremental than revolutionary, observes analyst Justin Patterson. We believe Apple and Disney's launches will not adversely affect Netflix's competitive position. See, that's where I come from. I think Netflix has built up a very strong position. And yes, there are competitors, but Raymond James sticks with a strong buy rating on Netflix and a price target of $4.70. Netflix is currently at $3.62. And there's also been a movement in the video game space as Apple announces their arcade gaming service. Well, EA has already taken it on the chin from Google's announcement last week. Take-Two, Activision, GameStop, etc., all under pressure here with the Apple big announcement. Now, here's the hot biotech of the day, ALDX. You know, I always like to see breakthroughs coming along. What does ALDX come up with? The stock right now is up 49% in reaction to positive results from the Phase 3 Alleviate study evaluating topical ophthalmic solutions in patients with allergic conjunctivitis. Now, that's a pretty big deal, actually. The company's name is Aldira. Something to do with the I there in their name. Stock up 48%, ALDX. Okay, mystery illness in Colorado. What could it be? A new study documents a sharp rise in emergency room visits linked with marijuana use following legalization in Colorado. Well, one of the key drivers of these emergency room visits is a mysterious syndrome called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, or CHS, which is characterized by severe nausea and repeated vomiting. Researchers still not fully understand what causes CHS. The only known cure, here's the cure, to quit smoking marijuana or quit using marijuana. And we have a marijuana stock in the news today. They reported earnings. Well, let's see if there were any earnings at Cronos. Cronos is one of the big players in the space at $3.5 billion, headquartered in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, which is really becoming the kind of the marijuana capital of the world, that part of Canada. Cronos reports $7 million in sales, which is up 338% versus the same quarter last year. But $7 million in sales for the quarter, and you've got a $3.5 billion market capitalization, they better have a good plan in place to get some real earnings growth and sales growth here. And they lost 7 cents per share. The stock is down 4.5% on the news. And they also announced that they are building a 45,000 square foot greenhouse in Israel, which will be completed next quarter. The manufacturing facility will be completed in the second half of next year. So pretty dull results. And to me, an extreme valuation on Kronos. C-R-O-N. This is Bill Gunderson. Featured stock of the day coming up. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. There's a little bit of news on some of my stocks here today. Adobe and Microsoft are teaming up to mutually bolster sales and marketing software capabilities to take on Salesforce. Well, you know, you see this all the time where one company gets a giant lead and market share and becomes a very formidable force to deal with, and other companies, well, you're seeing that with Apple, kind of getting into the streaming business a little late in the game. You saw Microsoft trying to get into the search engine business after Google had pretty much conquered that world. And I think Adobe and Microsoft's attempt here to become a big force in the CRM world, well, we'll see. You know, I own Adobe in my Premier Growth portfolio. Let's see how Adobe is reacting to this news here today. Adobe's up a little bit. No, that's a good... You know, I said yesterday, I sent out a push notification to all my live trading subscribers who I communicate with during the day while the market is open. I said, I really like this chart on Adobe. I already own it in my Premier Growth portfolio, so I'm not buying it anymore. I already own it. But I said, I really like this chart here today. It's looking very good. And some of those live trading subscribers have, you know, recently maybe signed up for my service. And, you know, it's kind of inferring that, hey, if you don't own this yet, you might want to have a look at it. Now, it all depends, you know, on your own style of investing is and what your needs are. But these are people that are buying and selling in their own portfolios. Adobe's having a very good day here today. It's up 1.7%. Microsoft is dull today. I own Microsoft in my growth and dividend income portfolio. It's up 0.25% today. And let's see, I would expect Salesforce to be down a little bit today. And I'm right. Salesforce is down just a little bit, 30 cents. So it's not exactly shuddering and shivering from the news that Adobe and Microsoft, two very formidable companies, obviously, joining forces to take on Salesforce. But Salesforce, you know, they got a pretty dominant lead in that CRM business. And I do own Salesforce in my Premier Growth portfolio. Square introduces an invoice app. I believe Square is a good example of a best stock now. The invoice app at Square allows sellers to create, manage, and send invoices using mobile devices. Small business owners are able to get paid remotely and access their funds quickly and securely. You know, Square just continues to become more and more like a bank all of the time. And I have no exposure to the banks, the traditional bricks and mortar banking stocks, but I do have exposure to Square and PayPal. Well, this is the one I'm going to make my featured stock of the day. I have a big position in it in my Ultra Growth portfolio. It's done very well for me. The trade desk officially launches programmatic buying in China. What does the trade desk do? Well, the trade desk has come up with a website where you can do online buying of digital advertising. And now they're hitting China with it, with their official launch. The company opened the program in beta late last year and says it has since delivered multi-channel campaigns there for brands in multiple sectors, including hospitality, luxury retail, education, food and beverage. The stock was up 2.4% in the pre-markets. Now it's down 2.9%. But let's just have a quick look here at TTD, which, again, is in my Ultra Growth portfolio. It's a small cap, $8.4 billion in market capitalization. It's an IPO, fairly recent, 2016. And since going public at about $20 a share, it has ran to $191 per share. In the Best Stocks Now app today, out of 5,080, the Trade Desk TTD is ranked number 65. In fact, I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. BestStockNowApp.com is the site. In 2017, Trade Desk was up 65%. In 2018, it was up 154%. And so far this year, it's up 69.8%. Over the last 12 months, Trade Desk is up 261%, while the market is down 5.7%. That's what you call alpha. That's what you call extreme alpha. I have a 5-year target price. Now, this is important because, you know, the past is the past. The future will be determined on, valuations and if this company can continue to grow. I have a $380 target price on the Trade Desk. So, anyways, no guarantees that it'll get there. Past performance, no guarantees of future performance, but it is one I continue to own. And now they're hitting China with their self-service platform for ad buyers to purchase and manage data-driven digital advertising campaigns. Are you getting my newsletter every week? I fish these waters every day, and I report back to you every week in my Best Stocks Now newsletter. I also manage portfolios for people all across America that are looking for something other than a boring, mediocre asset allocation program that rebalances every 3 months and remains passive in an active world. And I also don't buy the big soggy stocks of yesterday, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, the IBMs and the Procter & Gambles and the Johnson & Johnsons. It's a whole new world out there. The best stocks now are a whole lot different from the best stocks then. And I liken it to a baseball team. I want to put the 25 or 30 very best players on the field each and every day in the portfolios that I manage. If you'd like to talk to me about my money management services, I also know how to play defense when that's necessary. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.